Let me start off by saying I was reading the Daily News the other day. You know, I always get a kick out of some of these newspapers, what they put for headlines. And Wednesday, the headlines in the paper was, "Ouch, that hurts," because Bush lost the House and the Senate. And I guess that did hurt, because I'm hoping that we can see, I'm hoping that these Democrats have the moral fortitude and the political will to do what has to be done, which is to bring our troops home now and impeach the son of a Bush. Now, we're here to support Aaron Wetada, Ethan Wetada, excuse me. And, you know, like what he's walking is a path that many people have walked before. Because, you know, the idea of resistance in the military is not a new or unheard of thing. Because as long as this country has fought illegal and unjust wars, there's been people that have stood up against it. And I'm a Vietnam veteran. You know, like I was involved in the GI movement when I came back from Vietnam. I went over there and I had no idea about politics. I thought maybe the war sounds a little funny, but who am I? I'm just a 20-year-old kid, and my dad had been in World War II, and my grandfather had been in World War I, and I figured that's just what you're supposed to do. And when I got to Vietnam, I found out that what they were telling us back home was not what was going on over there. And when I came back, and I was wounded three times over there, I decided that I had a responsibility to the American people and to the Vietnamese people to tell the truth, and that's how I became involved in the movement. And so when the war in Iraq started, many of us stood up against it even before it started, because we knew it was against the international law and against morality, and certainly had no justification in terms of any of the reasons given. So we, in the Veterans for Peace and the Vietnam Vets Against the War and other veterans organizations, joined with other Americans to oppose that war. And we knew from the beginning there was going to be a resistance movement developing within the military, because we knew that the men and women who serve in our armed forces do not go in there for low or immoral or unethical reasons. Many people go into the military for some of the highest reasons that you can believe in, defending your country, serving your people. And so we knew that there was going to be a resistance movement. I was involved in forming the Bring Them Home Now campaign. And that was our purpose, was to try and begin to promote to active duty servicemen and women what was going on and the facts about what was going on, and to encourage people to speak out. And there's been a number of resistors. Ghedeen Khalil, who's from here from Staten Island. I remember on February 15, 2003, he stood up on the podium at the big march we had in New York City and said, "I will not go to Iraq if you try to order me that way." Now, they just discharged him because he was near the end of his commitment. Then we had Camilo Mejia and Stephen Funk and Pablo Paradas and many others. There's been many others. Many people have gone AWOL. They don't even want to tell you the true number of people that are AWOL. Over the last summer, I went up to Canada two times, in Buffalo at the Peace Has No Borders gathering, and out in Vancouver at the Our Way Home reunion, which was Vietnam War resistors who had gone to Canada and current resistors. And even more importantly, we have soldiers coming back from Iraq who fought in that war, and Marines who have joined Iraq Veterans Against the War, because they say, "I saw what was going on, this is wrong." Now, I say this all the time. In the Bible, there's a parable in the book of Matthew where it's the parable of the wine vineyard workers. And what it says is that, I'm not going to tell you the parable because I'm not really up here to preach, but but what it says is that whoever comes to the table, that's what counts. It don't matter if you come early or if you come late. It don't matter if you refuse to go to Iraq or if you go to Iraq. As long as you come back and stand up against the war. It doesn't matter if you come early or late. What matters is if you come to the table. So we have a broad movement of soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines, and it's a growing movement of people who are standing up and saying, I won't go, or I went and it's wrong. And Lieutenant Watata is standing in the forefront of that struggle right now. Because he is not speaking as a pacifist. Don't get me wrong, I have no problem with pacifists, that's not what I'm saying. But he is standing on military morality, military ethics, and international law, and is willing to stand up and say no. And there's nothing more courageous than that. There is nothing more courageous than standing up in the face. It's easy to go along with the flow. Believe me, it's very easy to go along with the flow, you know, say, I don't know. That's what I did. Don't sound right, but who am I to say? This man has the courage to say, I know what to say, and it's up to each and every one of us to support him in any way we can. Yeah.